Hi there, I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. It's episode 739. If you haven't caught up with episode 738 yet, well, it was my attempt at a joke. Global group sounds with not a single track out of Japan. You can find that episode and all the other back episodes on any podcasting platform. I highly recommend Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Also, Good Pods is a good option. This week, I attempt to redeem myself. In fact, I've titled this episode Group Sounds The Redemption, heavy focus on authentic Japanese group sounds. So what is group sounds music? Well, let's go to Wikipedia. Group sounds, or Gurupu Sanzu, often abbreviated as simply GS, is a genre of Japanese rock music which became popular in the mid-60s and initiated the fusion of Japanese kayo-yoku music and Western rock music. Group sounds arose following the Beatles' performance at the Budokan in 1966, strongly influenced by British beat music in the 60s. The movement peaked in late 1967 when Jackie Yoshikawa and his Blue Comets won the Japan Record Award. So group sounds, really, it's the Japanese take on beat music influenced by British invasion bands, notably the Beatles. So I've got quite a few selections of group sounds music. We're starting off with a short-lived GS band formed in June 1967, only together till October 1968 and releasing two singles, one of the lesser-known group sounds bands. This is the Edwards with Cry, Cry, Cry.
くらい道であの子に会った声を張り上げ愛で迫ろう Fly, 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 whoa, whoa, whoa 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 ひとり暗い踊らぬ流れ流れ星一つ僕は星一つ誰か誰か愛して Fly, 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 whoa, whoa, whoa Fly, 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 whoa, whoa, whoa Fly, 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 whoa, whoa, whoa Fly, fly, fly Fly, 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 whoa, whoa, whoa 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 今日も一人の僕の影暗い暗い浜辺に貝殻貝殻光る砂に涙が一つ一つこぼれる Fly, 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 whoa, whoa, whoa Fly, 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 whoa, whoa, whoa Fly, 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 whoa, whoa, whoa Fly, 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 whoa, whoa, whoa
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat! Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
We'll be right back. A Nipponese-style nosh-up, six swinging samurais from the land of the rising sun. They are pace-setters on the Japanese pop scene and hope to exert some oriental influence on Western pop pickers. Led by Mickey Curtis, a top name on the sake circuit, they call themselves the Samurai. During a brief stopover in Britain, they gave us a couple of samples of their kind of music. Okay, fellas, stop chomping and start stomping.
So good, I never done leave a reason on paper if I could.
It's Retrospect episode 739, Group Sounds The Redemption episode. That was a set of Japanese Group Sounds music, which we started with the Edwards Cry Cry Cry. Then we had a band you can see on the Retrospect socials. Remember, find me on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok. The band is called The Fingers, formed from students at Keio University High School in 1962, most prominent 64 to 69, with some presence on Japanese TV. They had a 1968 LP called Sound of the Fingers. This actually had a number of covers, including The Sound of Silence, Nights in White Satin, Let's Spend the Night Together, and The Magnificent Gloria. So The Fingers were very much influenced by Cream and Hendrix. We had a track called I'm in Love. And thirdly in the set, we had The Tempters Featuring lead vocalist Kenichi Hajiwara, who was also known by the nickname of Shoken. They're one of the top Japanese bands. But they also travelled to the States, where they recorded a 1969 LP called The Tempters in Memphis. Perhaps the first instance of a Japanese rock band heading to the States to record. While it was billed as a Tempters album, it essentially was a solo work by Kenichi Hajiwara. So the Edwards, the Fingers and the Tempters wrapping the set with their cover of Valerie. Retrospect is a labour of love. And if you dig the result, you're welcome to support my work with a coffee or a beer. It's simple. Visit buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Grey. That's MrPhilGrey. Cheers. Let's get back into it. More Group Sounds music later in this episode. For now, we're heading to the US for a set of four tracks, starting with The Resurrection, a self-released 45 from this band out of Salt Lake City, the only release from The Resurrection. Pick this one up on a compilation called Forgotten Things, Volume 15. This is Like the Way.
Bad, but they're not as bad as that. I want you, baby, can't you see? Baby, all I really need.
Originally from Chicago, the land of the cave dwellers, but I'm listening to Retrospect now from Los Angeles, home of the Standells. Thanks, Phil, for sharing music from coast to coast and from all over the world.
Me, I stand here with open hands. Now everybody said our love, it was meant to be. So girl, come back and see. Oh, how our love stands. Oh, how our love stands.
Examples of obscure 60s garage out of the States. We started off with Salt Lake City band The Resurrection with Like the Way. Then we had The Reasons Why. Out of Chicago, fronted by Larry Basil, lead vocalist and bass player who wrote both the A side and B side of this 1966 45 release on KM Records. The Reasons Why. All I Really Need Is Love. That's from Back from the Grave, Volume 4. Then, from Back from the Grave, Volume 3, a band called The Kegs, K-E-G-G-S, reissued on Orbit Records as a 7-inch 45. The Kegs were from Garden City, Michigan, and according to Discogs, they were a band so hated in Detroit that they had to change their name after every show they played. The guitarist met with an evil demise. On his way to practice on a motorbike, he got hit by a truck and knocked into a metal rail, which removed his head and ended the Kegs' career. They are described also as an inept garage band from Westland, Michigan, who recorded two out-of-tune blasts at Be A Star Studios in a shady neighborhood in Detroit in the summer of 1967. They came back 2 weeks later to pick up their pressed records to find the studio had burnt down in the Detroit riots, but a safety master had been stored elsewhere and they were able to print a number of copies of this 45. It seems around 100, but now only around a dozen are known to exist. The Kegs with Girl, and wrapped the set of four with the Dodads. Another self-release, Acetate, which saw the light of day on a comp called Don't Be Bad. Now, the Dodads were, as it turns out, a studio creation of an engineer called Galen Shelby. And it says, when the Trashmen disbanded in 1967, Shelby used a backing track of a previous release by the band Same Lines, released in 1966, and an unreleased song from the same session titled Green Apples, recorded new vocals and harmonica, and credited it to this band called the Dodads. There are some acetates known to exist of this track called Bring Me.
Some terrible glimpse of life as it could be.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Well, one of the things I keep meaning to do on the show, and very rarely remember to, is to spotlight some of the other great content here at our home station, Free FM, in Hamilton, New Zealand. You can find Free FM at freefm.org.nz. If you're not aware, my day job is general manager of Free FM. But we have plenty of great community access or public access shows. And evenings, New Zealand time, are packed with some great specialist music shows. I'm going to try and remember over the next few episodes to spotlight a few of these. Today's spotlight is my buddy Jerry from Alamuchi, New Jersey. Hey, Jezza. He sends us a fantastic show each week called The Pale Face Parabola. It's his opening of the rock and roll history books, and it is a blast.
Whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
Powered by the Unforced Rhythm of Grace, we present the twice-weekly Plate Spin, a.k.a. The Pale Face Parabola from Half a World Away. Bottom line, you bring your ears, we'll bring the noise. We being the Mystery Man and me, Jumpin' JB, and now, here's a man to tell you when and how to listen to our crash and burn.
Get your dose of The Paleface Parabola Wednesdays 10 p.m. and available wherever you get your podcasts.
Jumping JB with Paleface Parabola, which you can find on all podcasting platforms. I'd recommend Good Pods for The Paleface Parabola. Back into the music. We're having some global garage before we get back into more GS music. We're starting though with the Netherlands, a band called the Sharons, or Sharons. A-side of a 1966 45 released on Decca. This track is called I Can't Leave.
Your eyes are
For more great 60s garage punk, find Retrospect wherever you get your podcasts.
Their ideology doesn't work.
Retrospect. And that is a short set of Global Garage before we get back into some group sounds music. We started with the Charons out of the Netherlands with I Can't Leave. Followed them up with Glee Urugani. Now, there's more than one band with that name. This Glee Urugani are out of Mestre, Venice. Originated in 1963 as the Sharks. Very much influenced by British freakbeat and R&B groups. Four singles and an EP to their name. Glee Urugani with Con Cala Voce, or The Who's I Can't Explain. And then to Hungary for a track I found on a comp called Beats de Sozialisten, Volume 1. The band is called Atlantis. They recorded a four-track EP in 1965 called I Should Have Known Better, generally considered one of the earliest Hungarian-related beat recordings. None of the tracks are in Hungarian, and this EP is best known for a Beatles-style track called I Should Have Known Better, but we took a cover of the brilliant Johnny Kidd and the Pirates track, Shaken All Over, from Atlantis.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelic.
Well, this is our Group Sounds The Redemption episode, packed with Japanese GS music for the rest of this entire episode. You can see this next band up on our socials. They're called The Wild Ones, active 66 to 71. Here's a track off a 1968 LP called The Wild Ones Album Volume 2, which features such well-known tracks as Sunny and Yesterday and California Dreaming and San Francisco. But I've chosen Shirase no Michi from Japan's The Wild Ones.
Look at their nation. Look how bad their nation is. It's not even a nation. It's just people walking around killing each other.
Retrospect.
In the street shook and scream, I killed the king. I laid at all his servants. But what can poor boy do? It's a thing in the rock and roll bed. Guess it's sleeping wrong, down, down there. Just no place for sleep fighting men.
When my daddy went to school in North Georgia in the early 1900s, they did not have all of the facilities that we have in our modern schools. They played games that were simple, like drop the handkerchief. Such is not the case in many present-day classrooms. Many modern teachers think it more necessary to teach sex than the three R's.
Boys and girls, as I have discussed with you many times before, I personally believe that premarital sex is necessary. And now, we will go on to discuss the seven erotic zones of passion in every woman. The first one is,
and they go on to teach worse things.
I don't care what the people might say.
People might say.
I'm gonna keep our love. I love this way.
Love this way.
I really love you. I really do. I love you. I love you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I don't care what the people might say.
People might say.
I'm gonna keep our love. I love our way.
Love our way.
I really love you. I really do. I love you. I really do. I love it. I love it. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I don't care what people might say now. I'm gonna keep our love. Our love. Our love this way. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try hard. Keep our love. Make it last. Cause I know. I know I really do. I really love you. I really do.
I'm Tony in Washington, Indiana, USA. I listen to Phil Gray's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show because it's groovy, man.
オッケー、2人でダンスダンス、楽しく踊り明かそう。街中で何を囁き、僕たちのものさ。君、好きだよ、君、好きだよ、君も僕が好き。
大事にしよう。この腕の中に君を抱きしめて、愛の印。
頬に刻むのさ。君も僕が好き。 OK 寂しく辛い時には頼りになるぜ。風触る夜に甘えたくなれば僕の胸で歌を歌うのさ。
Well, that is pretty good cross-section of Group Sounds music. The Wild Ones with Shiwasi Nor Michi topped the set. Then the Swing West, who you can also see on our socials. They started out as a country and rockabilly group before jumping on the Group Sounds bandwagon and eventually disbanding. Their lead singer, Takamune Hirao, had been singing with a band called The Sphinx, managed to travel to the States and return with one of the first fuzz boxes in Japan, certainly contributed to the sound of GS music. The Swing West, their cover of Street Fightin' Man, off a comp called Far East Far Out. Followed them with another band you can see on our socials as well, the Golden Cups. We play them quite often here on Retrospect. Track called This Bad Girl, and then the Beavers, one of my favourite GS bands. Just one LP called Viva Beavers. And interestingly, they were called the Outlaws, but they were forced to change their name to something cuter. So they became the Beavers. We had Kimmy Skinnow.
I think the thing you've got to remember about pop music is that it expresses the experience of a whole generation. It really celebrates the values and emotions of adolescence, and it celebrates them very dramatically, very powerfully.
I do have time for more GS music. Here's a track you may have seen on my socials, Phil's Pick of the Week. The band is called Powerhouse. From a 1969 self-titled LP, a lot of great tracks on this. In fact, I need to look further into this one. This album has Hoochie Coochie Man and Foxy Lady and Spoonful and Good Morning Little Schoolgirl. Possible exception is Obladee Oblada. Here is Phil's Pick of the Week, Powerhouse, with a cover of You're a Better Man Than I.
Better men than I. Yeah, honestly, you're a better man than I.
that is a beautiful, beautiful record.
And that is perhaps the most prominent GS band, The Spiders, formed in Tokyo, 1961, very much influenced by British beat music, toured Europe and the States. The Spiders with Mella Mella. Bringing us to the end of this episode of Retrospect, heavy focus on Japanese group sounds music. Hope you've enjoyed it. Remember, your feedback is always welcome. You can comment on any of the many posts up on the Retrospect Facebook, Insta or TikTok. Just search Retrospect 60s Garage. Remember, all those back episodes available on whatever podcast platform you choose to use. And remember, you can also buy me a coffee or a beer. Link to that on most of those posts as well. Thanks for being here. I hope you've enjoyed this little bit of a travel around Japanese group sounds. I'm going to leave you with a final track, instrumental called SPI. Now, at least two GS bands covered this. The Spiders did it. That appears on a comp called Monster Go-Go. But this version is from a comp called Teen Trash from Psychedelic Tokyo, 1966 to 69. It is The Savage with SPI. Thanks for being part of Retrospect. I'm Phil Gray.
with Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present On and On, a collaborative song written by Nolan Hubbard and Seth W.J. Hunt back in 2025 that has become a staple of their respective live sets. It's a song about doing your best to keep moving forward despite sometimes worrying about what it all means. It was recorded, produced, mixed, and mastered in Hubbard's home studio, marrying their singer-songwriter styles with some of their more alternative rock-pop-leaning influences. The steady groove, rich harmonies, and building energy through the bridge into the outro make it a great song for listening while driving this summer. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream On and On by Nolan Hubbard and Seth W.J. Hunt on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Tell me all the things you love about me, even if it's only just a lie. Like when I wrote that song about you, 'cause you told me that I had to mention she's the best that's happened in my life. 'Cause that song plays on and on. Things you hate about me, even if they're only mostly true. Like when I'll make those jokes about her, I'm just nothing but a letdown, who somehow became the best at loving you. 'Cause that's all.
The dice on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. with CFRC's Radio Roulette. Every week we get a new randomly generated playlist courtesy of the online digital media library. We let fate decide, and the host must abide. So I hope you'll join me on this journey through genres, time, and taste each and every single Saturday at 11 p.m.
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Welcome to the beginning of the end of your Monday night here on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. In a world of sound and no